When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Mavericks All Access with Omaha Athletics, hosted by Anna Bellinghausen.
Welcome into Mavericks All Access. I'm Anna Bellinghausen, along with the head hockey coach here at Omaha, Mike Gabnett. Coach, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. How are you doing?
Doing amazing. Thanks so much for being here. Impressive back-to-back wins these past couple weekends. You split with number one Denver on the road. Come back to Baxter Arena for the first time in a while. You get two home wins in front of a record crowd. What kind of wave is this team riding right now?
Yeah, just lots of positive momentum right now. I just thought even from our big shootout win over North Dakota, then to go up to Duluth, which is traditionally a really, really hard place to play, and to get 4 to 6 points. And then, like you mentioned, going to Denver, and I think playing probably arguably one of our best games since I've been a head coach in Denver there with the 3-0 win, and even played well on Saturday too, even though we came up short there on Saturday. And then to follow up with a really successful home weekend against Western Michigan, and number one team offensive team in the country, and get both goalies into the game, and to, you know, have 6 big points in the NCHC has been huge. So guys are growing. Like I said, from day one, this is a high character group that is coachable. They put the work in, and it's been fun to see their development here week in, week out here as we continue the season.
I want to go back to that Denver win. I mean, what a program, like, statement for this Omaha team. You said it was one of the most complete games that you've ever coached. What was working so well for that to make you say that?
Yeah, again, just, you know, even in the first period, we ended the first period 0-0, and when you're playing so well and you're not getting rewarded, especially against a good team, it's, you have a tendency to kind of now push or press or get away from your game, and we just stuck with it, and then obviously got rewarded in the second period with a big goal, and just right from the start to the finish, just the language on the bench, the energy, the details, the compete, the mental resiliency that you need when you play those top teams, everything was just bang on the whole 60 minutes there and for a complete game, so really impressive to watch. And again, I think confidence building for the team. And when you can draw back on those experiences and you've actually done it, it's one thing to say process. And but when you get the chance to experience that and do it, you can reflect back on that and use that moving forward. So again, really great outing. And like you said, one of the most complete games I've seen us play.
Do you think that was a huge factor in the sweep this weekend against Western Michigan and just getting that confidence from the Denver series?
I think so. Again, anytime you get the chance to do the right things over and over again and get rewarded for it, as in Duluth, as in Denver, you know, and then obviously Friday night against Western being down 3-0 off the bat. And again, that's our second big comeback of the season to come away with a big win with that. Just, again, speaks to that resiliency. And I think we've been in so many tight games all season long, so many one-goal games, that it's kind of second nature for us to have adversity, for us to be in tight situations. And so when you start to, you know, doesn't faze you and you stick with your process and keep going, that's when usually good things happen for results.
For people that don't know, this team went down 3-0 and then scored 7 unanswered goals. They did give up 3 in that third period, but still win 7-6 against, again, the number one offensive team in the country. Have you ever seen a game like that, Coach?
Yeah, I don't
all
know.
All your years?
I don't know too many games you go 7 in a row with goals and win 7-6.
Yeah.
So, but hey, it was exciting. Like, Mike West, appreciate it for the fans. And you know, the building was rocking. And so it ended up getting a big 3 points.
Yeah, record crowds as well. How much does that help the guys?
I think it's been great. The atmosphere has been awesome. And when you get, you know, you get that energy feeding the building, the guys feed off it and they love it. And again, you know, right, if there's 26 guys that want to, you know, impress the fan base and want to do well, these guys are committed to the program and the university and they want to put on a good show for everybody and work hard and compete. So they did a great job about that. And a little bit of shout out to our fans too in Denver. That Friday night when we had the big win, we had about 200 people at that game in Denver, and there was a youth tournament going on, so we had like 100 kids in Omaha jerseys at the game for warmth and stuff, and I think our guys loved that too. Pretty cool when you see those little kids out there rocking your jersey.
For sure. And when you think back to that day one with this group versus right now, what do you think you've learned most about the guys you have in this locker room?
I think just growth. I think, you know, when you look at all our key positions and just how much they've improved since day one of the season, it's pretty impressive. You know, when you look from our goaltending, it just continues to grow and evolve. You look at our defense, our forward group, and with 12 newcomers, right, we knew there would be a growth phase to it. And they've just continued to develop and get better. And you're seeing that pay off here now as we get to the midseason point here.
Matt Miller kind of was on a tear as well. Of course, Jack Randall as well has continued his awesome season so far. What do you think's made those guys so successful?
Oh man, well, two high character individuals to start off with, like big time workers. They look the same all the time. I think that's something that's really impressive for our younger guys to watch. If I'm a freshman or a sophomore right now, and I want to know how to have success in probably the, you know, one of the toughest conferences in college hockey, those are two good guys to watch because they look the same all the time. And, you know, I think half of life is showing up and consistency and keep with it, even depending on, not, you know, with not letting the external circumstances affect how you behave, right? And it's pretty easy when you lose, you know, that's an external circumstance. When you win, oh, okay, now I feel like I'm ready to work harder. And you really can't let that drive your everyday consistency, and those guys don't. And Randall's been, you know, kind of the same way since day one and just keeps improving. And same with Maddie. And I mean, Randy had a big time goal there, you know, against Western, and Maddie some big time goals against Denver. And they're definitely the drivers for our program right now.
You mentioned the younger guys on the team. What's impressed you most about that young group and the newcomers?
Yeah, I think coachability and work ethic is really, really at a high end with those guys. I mean, they put in work. Austin will tell you, you know, at the rink here, sometimes you come by at 4:30, they're still at the rink. You know, cooling down, stretching, using all the resources that we have to them. And so they really put the time in there. And then we have free ice time before and after practice. They're out there. Actually, I had to kick the guys off a little bit here this week. They're staying out there too long. And you got to recover a little bit too. So just that mentality, though, that growth mentality, that getting better mentality. And it's a pleasure to work with, right? You know, and they're all in. Like, they're all in as teammates, as with the university, with the program. And that's exciting. That's what we want to have here.
Well, two-game win streak, heading back up into the altitude against Colorado College. How do you approach the series, especially in the position you are right now in the NCHC rankings?
Yeah, again, I think just keep a short focus, right, and a narrow focus right now for what do we got to do this week. We reviewed the game against Western. We got a couple tendencies we got to make sure we're prepared for against CC. They've had some, you know, they just played St. Cloud to a one-goal game out there, and they're number three in the country. So, again, it's not going to be an easy outing, and we got to make sure we're fully prepared and doing everything we can possible to have a successful weekend.
I think that's one of the beautiful things about the NCHC. It's like any given night, any team can beat another, no matter the ranking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some talented teams out there and some good depth. And I think now you're seeing just teams with, you know, the portal and everything like that. Everybody's got a pretty good team, and you got to be ready to go. So like you said, we got to focus on ourselves here for preparation wise, and we get a break after this weekend. And so it's kind of a fun last weekend, a big time push here last weekend to finish strong.
For sure. And then taking a look at the NCHC rankings, Omaha is in third, 4 points behind number one Denver. What's going to be the most important thing about the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think just finding ways to get points every weekend, and whether you're on the road or at home, and whether you got the first place team or the eighth place team, you got to find ways to get points and stay consistent in that approach. And that's something we've talked a lot about, is just that consistency. And to me, that starts in practice. That starts in our preparation to make sure we're the same week in, week out. We're not letting external circumstances dictate how we prepare or how we feel about the situation we're going into, and just make sure we're consistent and showing up every day and finding ways to get points.
With such a long season, how do you keep that same mentality and mindset? Is it something that you have to set, or is it just really something that the guys have to hone in on?
Yeah, you need the juice. That's for sure. It's a long season. So you got to bring energy. Your job's to be, we talk about, you're either a contributor or a consumer, and there's no in between, and you got to be a contributor, right? So if you're having a great day, bring some juice, right? Bring some people with you. If you're not, you know, you got to work on your mindset and make sure you got that going, because it's a long season. It's a long season for the staff, for the players, for everybody. And so it's really, really important that you have that positivity, that energy, you know, still that accountability, and expectations are high, but, you know, you got to really love what you're doing. And we call it that eat fun, where you just really enjoy the grind a bit too. And the more you can train your brain to like the grind, that's where it's really at, right? You know, when you have a big win or something goes your way, it's easy to feel good right then. It's tough to, you know, find that fun in the hard work. But I think elite people know how to do that, and that's what we're trying to teach our guys, and it comes down to personal responsibility. But at the end of the day, you got to bring some enthusiasm.
Hey, speaking of year-round grind, we were talking before this about recruiting. For people that might not understand the hockey scene of recruiting, how does that go down as a coach and how you're working towards building that class years prior?
Sure. Yeah. So we just, I mean, we've got a recruit in right now. So we've got our third recruit in for the third straight week. And, you know, they're here Monday, Tuesday, leave on Wednesday. So it's a lot of fun to get them in and get to show them around and get them excited about Omaha. And, but it's a yearly process. You have to, you know, keep engaging your current recruits. You got to keep finding your new wave of recruits. And with hockey, you probably have a 6-year window where, you know, you're recruiting maybe a 19-year-old that's currently in junior and a 15-year-old that's, you know, playing midget hockey that you got to lock up for 3-4 years down the road. So it's a big spread of things you got to be responsible for, but it's also lots of fun. It's nice to, you know, kind of re-energizes me when I'm showing the rink and showing them Omaha just how special a place this is. So, and our coach and staff, you know, Dave Noel Bernier and Bennett Hambrooks and everybody in the staff's doing a great job to get these guys in town here.
How special is it to have a recruit from Omaha as well? We were talking about that before the show too.
Yeah, we just verbally committed a kid here from Omaha, which is exciting. And again, I think you can see the youth hockey growing up here. And so it's really exciting that we can get a kid from the hometown here. And I think it's going to be a really good player for us in the future.
Hey, there's some big names that have come out of Omaha, Nebraska, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Canada, North Dakota, Minnesota, move over. Omaha, Nebraska, names, coach.
It's coming. The youth hockey's there. There's lots of we got lots of alumni in town now too, which is kind of exciting. A good buddy of mine's son's 7 now, so I'm already on him, you know, when it comes in house. And so lots of good stuff in the future for sure.
Get him in the rink early.
That's right. You bet.
That's, well, the last time I talked to you was actually my first time on a hockey rink as well. Did you get to see the video?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
What'd you think?
Yeah, yes. It's just focus on the process.
I'm early on in that process. I looked like a newborn deer on the ice.
You know, like Boyana, you're just fearless, right? You just do it. And I think that's what you guys are doing all here is just, and that's a huge testimony to you and to all the girls here that, you know, just be fearless in what you do and just get after it, right? And progress over perfection. And I love that fact that you're having fun and getting out there and getting after it. So I was impressed with the video.
Oh, thanks. You're getting me fired up. Jesus, it's too early for this, coach. Right.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck up in Colorado. Thanks so much.
All right, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
A Herd at Sports Network production.